It seems like all the little ones heard the gospel well, because they all began to speak. Thanks be to God that we have so many children, and several more on the way. A couple more this month, and a couple more next month, and we keep growing and growing, thanks be to God. And our vocations keep growing, thanks be to God. Today we see in the readings, especially the reading of the gospel, that our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us by example, as he always does, the sacraments. He has presented, and of course, he put him there in the first place. Nothing happens that God doesn't know ahead of time, including what happens to you and to me. And he puts this deaf and mute man there in the crowd. And, of course, everybody expects something to happen. You know, sometimes we do that. And our Lord says, bring him to me. And so he takes him aside, and he spits on the ground, on the dirt. Now, something very unusual, but it is very deliberate. And he spits, and he makes a mud, and he puts it on his eyes, and he touches the man's ears with his fingers. Now, what is it that he's doing? What is it that we receive when we receive all the graces that we receive in and through the sacraments? Our Lord uses created things. And of course, who created them? He did. With the Father and the Holy Spirit. He uses created things. So he spits on the mud. You know, wish that each and every one of us, especially those of us who are ill, could receive this holy mud, because we receive the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, sometimes also called extreme unction. And what do we use there? Something created by Christ, the olive oil. So he uses the mud and places it on the man's eyes and put his fingers in his ears. Created things. Of course, you say, well, he is God. He's not created. But his body is. The moment that the Blessed Mother agreed to the request of God, the Father, through the Archangel St. Gabriel, at that moment the Holy Spirit came upon her and overshadowed her. And from her flesh and her blood, no one else's, but that same flesh and blood, that DNA which was hers, which was created by God, came forth. The body and blood and divinity, and then it was united to both the human soul and the divine person, the divine soul that existed from all eternity with the Father and the Holy Spirit. So his body and his blood, which we receive also in the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, is created by him, but is created with the cooperation of the most holy Virgin Mary. Of course, this month we celebrate the month of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, always united to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so his body and blood come from her. So that too is, in a real sense, created. So he uses the things that are created, and he brings about miracles, tremendous miracles. This man, who is blind, hasn't seen ever anything, and those ears that have not heard anything, and as a result, that tongue too, that has never said anything, you cannot say if you cannot hear. All of a sudden, by the power of Christ, they're restored to the way they're supposed to be. And the man sees. And the man hears. And in this particular rendition of this gospel, there are others, of course, with the other evangelists. He begins to speak. And how wonderful. Everyone around is praising God. Some of them probably were falling on their knees and kissing the ground, the same ground from which our Lord had made the mud with His sacred saliva. Would that we could receive some of that right now, today. And of course, anything that has to do with Christ, true God and true man, the Son of God and the Son of the ever Virgin Immaculate Mary, that is also sacred. It also is divine, because there is one person. One divine person who in the hypostatic union, the eternal nature and the human nature united, the hypostatic union becomes totally divine, totally holy, totally sacred. And so today, we give thanks to God. And so many things happen all around us, always. Some that seem good, some that do not seem good. God knows what He's doing. And, of course, in the next few days, on Saturday, to be exact, we will be celebrating, in the morning, the solemn feast of the Assumption, body and soul, of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. She who has served God here on this earth, and who has given to God her body and blood so that He could become true God and true man on this earth. She now receives the rewards of all that she has done. And she will be assumed, body and soul, into heaven. And of course, we will speak about that on Saturday. In the meantime, we cannot but rejoice. Can you imagine what it must have been like to be in their presence? And you don't have to. You are in their presence. Jesus in the tabernacle, Jesus on the altar after consecration, is here, true God and true man. Do you realize it? When you come in here and you genuflect, are you just going through the motions? When you make the sign of the cross, are you just going through the motions? My father used to say that people make the sign of the cross as if they were chasing flies away. No. It needs to be a deliberate and holy action. Whatever language you use, it has to be a deliberate action. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Not chasing flies. Do you realize when you genuflect, you're not genuflecting to a beautiful altar decorated with a lot of work and deliberateness, with candles and flowers and so forth. You're not genuflecting to that. You're genuflecting to Jesus Christ, to God and to man, the Son of God the Father, the Son of Mary Immaculate. What a wonderful thing we have in our holy Catholic faith, that He has given us these wondrous things. We are in the presence of God. And of course, Jesus Christ is really present transubstantially in the Eucharist. But along with Him, because they are inseparable, are the Father and the Holy Spirit. All of them are here. All of them are here for us to worship, to adore. All of them are here to inhabit our souls by the indwelling of the Trinity. Let us rejoice. Let us rejoice that we have these gifts. We are not worthy of them. But do we try? Or is it just empty actions, like chasing flies away? Be attentive to what you do. Pay attention to what you see. Pay attention to what you hear. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.